It was Tunisia that set the Arab Spring in motion. Tunisia was the first country in the region to rise up and take down its dictator. And in many ways, it's been the most successful in setting a democratic course. But when it comes to the country's judicial system, some critics say they're going in the wrong direction. Marine Olivezi has a story from Tunis.
Safouine Bouaziz remembers it as the day his life got put on hold. 1 year and 9 months ago, he says, a Tunisian court brought the first charges against him. Speaking on the phone from central Tunisia, he says he's been accused of destroying police stations back in the days of the revolution that started in December 2010. Bouaziz doesn't deny tossing rocks and Molotov cocktails at the police during protests. He wasn't the only one doing it in Sidi Bouzid. The unrest spread throughout the country and led to the overthrow of President Ben Ali a few weeks later. But Bouaziz says activists like him continue to be hunted down, just as they were under the old regime. In fact, for him, things have actually gotten worse. Now he lives like a wanted man.
When I hear there's a police raid around my village, I move and leave my house for a night or a week so they can't find me. Whenever I travel, I ran the risk of getting arrested too. It's been 1 year and 9 months like this. I've seen my friends move on with their lives, get a job, travel. I can't do any of that.
Activists say about 20 ringleaders like Bouaziz are still being prosecuted for offenses committed during the revolution. Some of them have been arrested and released, but the charges still stand. Ayman Abderrahman of the Tunisian Organization for Peace calls it a way to shackle activists.
For me, it's kind of a deal. I saw in the US or some European countries, they attach a bracelet to the leg of someone who was recently released. So they are doing pretty much the same thing. This bracelet or this charge keeps you in your place. You cannot do nothing. You can say nothing. You are afraid, constantly afraid of speaking up your mind freely. So this is what they are currently doing.
Abderrahman and others have launched an online campaign called I Too Burn to Police Station. He says they're not calling for more violence. They just want to show solidarity with Bouaziz and the others and remind the courts that tens of thousands of people took part in the protests, not just a few individuals. He also points out that the police benefited from the revolution, too.
It's funny and pathetic at once. It doesn't make sense for me. The policemen, the Ministry of Interior, had their first union, syndicalist union, now, after the revolution. Now they are talking, now they enjoy more freedom. They couldn't have that before. Grâce à qui? Thanks to whom? Thanks to the youth who burned their offices.
Activists say pressing charges seems even more unfair now that those who organized the crackdown on protesters have been set free. Last month, a military tribunal sentenced 5 top security officials to time already served. Their release infuriated families of the 300 Tunisians killed during the uprising. Fatma Wergi clutches a framed picture of her son, Ahmed. She says he was killed by a military captain on January 16, 2 days after Ben Ali fled the country. We never understood why the army continued the killing, even after Ben Ali stepped down, she says. There were more martyrs in the days after he left power than in the weeks before. The military killed all of these people, and now they're free. They're all free. Still, Tunisia's transition has gone relatively smoothly compared to, say, Libya or Egypt. There have been free elections, a new constitution. But when I ask Wergi about Tunisia being held as a role model of the Arab Spring, she stops me right away.
No, c'est pas vrai. C'est un mensonge. On a vécu 3 ans dans un mensonge de démocratie.
It's all a lie, she says. We've lived the past 3 years in a pretense of democracy, but nothing has changed. The release of those who killed our sons is the living proof of that. Tunisian authorities insist that special courts could still reopen some of these cases. But Amna Gwelali of Human Rights Watch says for now, the only action the families have seen is the release of these men, and that reflects an unsettling revision of history.
There is a way today in rewriting the history of that period, whereby those who have committed, excessive use of force or used excessively force against protesters are whitewashed, and those who have participated in the revolution are becoming like the criminals. So I think there is a reversal of the history and the way history is interpreted here in Tunisia by way of these trials, by the justice system.
Safouine Bouaziz, the man in hiding, has a court date on May 15th. He says he still hasn't decided whether he'll show up. But one thing's for sure, he says he won't leave Tunisia. One of his friends fled to Morocco to escape charges. Bouaziz says that's out of the question. Tunisia is my country, he says. I've been fighting for too long to give up now. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Tunis.